children with dyslexia. 21 super strategies to ensure your child's success at school. Read by the author, Liz Dunoon. Liz Dunoon is a teacher and a mother to three children, all with dyslexia. It was through her own research to find ways to help her children that she discovered a huge divide between what is known by researchers about dyslexia and what is happening to support children with dyslexia in our schools today. Liz's determination to rectify this has culminated in her working with some of the world's leading dyslexia researchers to write this empowering but simple and easy to read book. Liz has also created a website full of free information and resources. From one parent to another, you will soon realize that you are not alone in your quest to support your child. To say thank you for purchasing this book, please go to the website www.helpingchildrenwithdyslexia.com to download your free gift of 3 bonus ebooks. Normally valued at $19.95 each, when purchased separately, they are yours for free. Guide for Teaching Your Dyslexic Child to Read from Home. Guide for Teaching Your Dyslexic Child to Write and Spell from Home. Guide for Teaching Your Dyslexic Child to Do Math from Home. You will need to enter a secret password found in Chapter 8 of this book to access and download these ebooks for free. We wish you well. Your child's journey to a happier, more successful place has just begun. Helping Children with Dyslexia. Foreword by Sir Richard Branson. The thing about being dyslexic is there is always something that you can do really well and something you cannot do so well. Often dyslexics succeed in the areas they are good at, and what they have to do is make sure they find other people to compensate for what they are not good at. I became a very good delegator, which meant surrounding myself with people that were better than me. A lot of dyslexics are good at dealing with people, motivating people, inspiring people. They shouldn't let the things they are bad at get them down. In business, you soon realize that as long as you can add, subtract, and multiply, that's all you need to know. And even if you can't do that, you'll find someone who can. I ended up running the largest group of European companies, and it wasn't until I was 50 years old that someone explained the difference between gross and net. They pulled out a piece of paper, drew a picture of the ocean, put a fishing net in it, and said the fish in the net is your profit, i.e. net profit, and the ocean represents your turnover. By showing me in that simple way, I finally grasped it. One of the great things about being dyslexic is that it has helped me when marketing any of our companies. I always need to simplify things, and I think that by doing this, many more people understand and connect with what we are saying. Simple and transparent are what our companies try to be, and I think this has helped with our success. It is important as a dyslexic that you don't spend energy worrying about what you can't do, but instead figure out what you can do and make sure you do it well. I truly believe that being dyslexic can be turned into a blessing. Make the most of what you have. Praise for Helping Children with Dyslexia, a Bible for every parent of a dyslexic child. For me, this book confirms you can never give up on your child's education. Only you can protect them. No one else is going to do that for you, especially those children who aren't getting the right support in school. Helping Children with Dyslexia confirms a lot I knew. It confirms to me how important it is never to rely on the school education system. Too many qualified staff told me my son was doing fine. Ha ha, how wrong they were. I know so many parents who believe what they are told, and their beautiful children slip through the net. Good luck. I hope this book makes a difference for you. Not only a great read for a parent, but for those working with dyslexic children. Charlotte Brown, Chiswick, London, UK. This book, Helping Children with Dyslexia, is written by a parent of a dyslexic child who is also a teacher. It contains a wealth of advice from personal experience, from investigations of other parents' experiences, and from the experiences of dyslexic people. There is also technical material about the nature and origins of dyslexia. But if this is not of interest to you, you could just skip those parts, because the wisdom in the rest of the work is invaluable to a parent struggling to help their dyslexic child. How to support your child, how to relate to teachers, how to choose the right school, when to consider repeating a year, as well as strategies to adopt. All this and more is there from one who has been there and done that. A really helpful book for parents, and teachers too for that matter. Dr. Paul Whiting, President, Specific Learning Difficulties Association, New South Wales. As seen on 60 Minutes. Liz Dannoon's book, Helping Children with Dyslexia, is a must-read for every parent and child affected by dyslexia. It will allow them the opportunity to understand how they can help their child to succeed at school and reach for the stars. As a young adult, I was diagnosed with dyslexia. For me, this was just a label that helped explain the previous years of failure and frustration that I experienced while at school, and the fact I dropped out early. In later years, however, I discovered a few simple key strategies that allowed me to change my mindset and the way I managed my learning, and this changed my life. I have since gone on to obtain a law degree with past grades in the top 5% of the university. As a result, I have gone from high school dropout to top university scholar and a successful entrepreneur. Andrew Grant, leading international marketing entrepreneur and best-selling author, as seen on A Current Affair. Starting school was a confusing and bewildering time for our youngest son, who struggled to learn to read. Being highly capable and intelligent, we had no idea why this was occurring or how to help him. Liz Dannoon's book, Helping Children with Dyslexia, gave us the knowledge and strategies we were seeking. He has advanced through his reading levels, now equals some of the top readers in his class, and is happy and confident at school. We can't thank you enough. Ruth Rutch, Sunshine Coast, Queensland, Australia. Identifying dyslexic traits, understanding the biological nature of dyslexia, and having your child diagnosed as early as possible are the keys to improving your child's chances of success at school and in life. Liz Dannoon's book, Helping Children with Dyslexia, will give you the knowledge and the confidence to tackle your child's dyslexia head on. Dr. Sylvia Parashini, the Wellcome Trust Centre for Human Genetics, Oxford University, UK. My son struggles daily to cope with dyslexia in a world of print. During his first term of prep, we struggled helplessly as he pulled us into a new world we knew nothing about. A world where, despite trying his most heartbreaking best, there could still be a complete and devastating failure to learn. Despite many years of research and professional opinions, I can only marvel at the way Liz Dannoon has gathered together the essential map book to guide those entering my son's world. Not only are the signposts clear and the information easily accessible, the insight into those who have gone before and their encouragement allows the sun to shine out from behind the alphabet. Dr. Catherine Law, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. For many years, I have been trying to find ways to help and support my struggling son. He was not doing well at school, and this resulted in angry outbursts of frustration and an ongoing lack of concentration and confidence. Liz Dannoon's book, Helping Children with Dyslexia, has given me the courage to address these issues and find solutions. My son now enjoys learning and is experiencing success at school. Jane Wilson, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. In this gem of a book, Liz Dannoon uses her empathy as the parent of children with dyslexia and her skills as a teacher to empower parents to rise up and advocate on behalf of their dyslexic children. Helping Children with Dyslexia is a book that aims to take the fear and worry out of parenting a child with dyslexia, replacing it with hope and optimism, and ultimately success. You don't even have to read it. You can just listen. Tracy Stranger, author of How to Overcome Stress Naturally. In my role as Erlen Regional Director and Director of the Erlen Dyslexia Centre Melbourne, I assess children and adults with Erlen Syndrome, a form of perceptual dyslexia. During the last 17 years, I have had the privilege of testing over 6,000 intelligent individuals whose main difficulty is translating visual information into written text. It is often an emotional time when parents realise that their child has been struggling for legitimate reasons, and when children realise that it is not their fault and they are not dumb or lazy after all. Liz Dannoon's book seeks to dispel much of that anxiety and turmoil through education and empowerment. I have been trying to find time to write a book like this for many years, and I am certain that this book will be well used and passed around to friends and acquaintances for many years to come. Gloria Thomas, Erlen Regional Director, Victoria, Tasmania and the ACT. As a child with dyslexia, I found school frustrating and limiting. It was after leaving school early I began to discover where my real talents lay and developed a passion for photography. With a heightened sense of form, light and colour, my photographic skills have taken me to amazingly beautiful places and enabled me to photograph some of the world's most beautiful people. Liz Dannoon understands that at school, dyslexia can create barriers, but she also wants parents to realise that dyslexia can provide incredible talents. Parents need to help their children to find these special talents and watch them flourish. Reading Helping Children with Dyslexia will help parents to begin this journey. Paul Johns, professional photographer, Caloundra, Australia. Parents who are actively engaged in the school community and volunteer their time to assist teachers and students in the classroom are an integral part of a school community. Liz Dannoon's book, Helping Children with Dyslexia, seeks to encourage parents to have an active role in the education of their children, working together with teachers who are striving to achieve positive educational outcomes for all of their students, including those with learning disabilities. Mr. Neil Sampson, Head of Primary School, Nambour Christian College, Nambour, Queensland, Australia. The seemingly intelligent child who struggles to learn at school because of dyslexia is a mystery to many. Liz Dannoon has written Helping Children with Dyslexia with the sole intention of educating parents and teachers and making a difference in the lives of these children. It is education which empowers and allows parents and their children to imagine a successful future. Stephen Graback, Grade 4 Teacher, Melbourne, Australia. Contents. Chapter 1. Is my child dyslexic? I think they might be. How can I tell? Chapter 2. My child is showing some of the dyslexic characteristics. What do I do now? Chapter 3. How to get an accurate diagnosis for your struggling child. Chapter 4. So what is dyslexia and how do you get it? Chapter 5. Dyslexia research. A simple explanation. Chapter 6. My child is dyslexic. How does it feel to be dyslexic? Chapter 7. Are you ready for the dyslexia challenge? Chapter 8. My child has been diagnosed with dyslexia. Should I tell them and label them? Chapter 9. Shouldn't my child's teacher be able to tell me that my child is struggling to learn and may require testing for dyslexia? Chapter 10. Why school is difficult for so many dyslexic children. Chapter 11. How can I help my child with dyslexia and make their life easier at school? Chapter 12. How to decide if your child should repeat a year or change schools. Chapter 13. I've heard about coloured glasses. How can I tell if they may help my child? Chapter 14. So what causes visual dyslexia and what can be done about it? Chapter 15. The psychological effects of struggling at school. Chapter 16. How to put a support system in place for your child with dyslexia. Chapter 17. How can I help my child to regain their confidence when they are already struggling at school and feel dumb and stupid? Chapter 18. Resources you need to know about. Introduction by the author. I am just like you, the parent of a dyslexic child. I am constantly seeking ways to help my children succeed. If researching to write a book makes me an expert on dyslexia, then you can become one too. I am sure you and your family have an amazing personal dyslexic story worthy of being told. I have a dyslexic but extremely clever husband, Andrew. I also have three beautiful children with varying degrees of dyslexia. Because of this, I have been surrounded by dyslexics for a total of 16 years now. It was through my research into how to help my children that I discovered a lack of understanding and resources to assist me. I could see the pain, the confusion, and the frustration that dyslexia was causing my children, and I wanted it to stop straight away. Not next week, not in a month's or a year's time, but right now. That is, without shelling out thousands of dollars for tutors or to purchase resources and programs that I had no guarantee would work. Fear and guilt can make us pull out our wallets out of sheer desperation when our child is unhappy and struggling at school. The more I looked, researched, and spoke to teachers, the more I realized that there is a cavernous divide, almost as huge as the Grand Canyon, between what we know about dyslexia and how to treat it, and what is available in the majority of our children's schools. This realization that so many dyslexic children were being ignored or were not being offered the appropriate support spurred me into action. So much ignorance still exists, and as a result, there are many struggling and anxious children in our schools trying to survive the day. Maybe your child falls into this category. If so, this book is for you. Many years ago, I trained as a primary school teacher and worked in two very different schools. The first was a government school in a poor country town, where a student's basic needs of breakfast, sleep, and emotional care were often a priority over teaching and learning. The student's behaviour in this school was extremely challenging and invariably got in the way of both teaching and learning. The second school was an elite private school with excellent academic standards. My well-behaved young students thrived in a resource-rich classroom. In this school, all the teachers were made fully accountable for their students' success, and teachers were provided with enormous levels of support. In this school, it was rare for a child to fall behind academically. As a teacher, I am proud to say that I never gave up on any of my students. I always strive to find a way to reach them and to help them learn, even though I had no real knowledge of learning disabilities. I wasn't yet married at that time and didn't have my own children. My determination was inbuilt, and being a self-confessed perfectionist, I saw my students' failure to learn as my own personal failure. I have the same ethos as a parent. I believe my children have the right to learn at school, to be happy and successful. To me, the fact they have dyslexia should not be a major hurdle, but yet this continued to be the case. So I decided to find ways to guarantee my children's future happiness and their success. Like many parents today, I work and am time poor, so I researched and developed methods to help my dyslexic children that were fast, effective, and enjoyable. Being a past teacher, I am not intimidated by my children's teachers or by the system, and neither should you be. Many teachers and schools are falling way behind when it comes to understanding supporting and teaching dyslexic children. While this continues to be the case, you must step up and take control of your child's destiny. Your child needs you. Parents are the key to their dyslexic child's future happiness and success. Knowing what I know now, I understand that there continues to be many challenges facing teachers in today's society. One of these is a lack of ongoing training in teaching children with learning disabilities. Because of this, there are also many struggling dyslexic children receiving little or no support. I believe it is time for change and decided to write this book for dedicated parents who are determined to make a difference in the lives of their children. In this book, I will give you answers to many of your questions and provide you with numerous strategies to help your dyslexic child to learn, be happy, and succeed. You are the difference in changing what appears to be a hopeless situation for your child into one of understanding and education leading to success. The inspiration for this book has come from my family and the many dyslexic children and their parents who pass in and out of my life. They are the ones who continually strive to find a way forward to help their children to reach their goals and to realize their dreams. You can do this too. This book is also about providing hope for the future. There are many amazing, inspirational, selfless academics working hard to demystify dyslexia. This includes scientists, psychologists, medical specialists, educators, and campaigners who work tirelessly studying dyslexia and trying to educate the decision makers and power brokers as to what is possible by today's standards. If you as a parent want to continue to know the latest, then this book will show you how to go straight to the source. These research studies and reports are revolutionizing how we identify, treat, and teach dyslexic children. This book is a tribute to this groundbreaking research and the hope it provides to every dyslexic child and the parents who love and support them. On behalf of every family touched by dyslexia, thank you to all these researchers for the contribution you are making to the lives of future generations. Parents, here is your chance to begin an education that could change the life of your dyslexic child forever. I have decided to change the way the world views dyslexia and share with you how to enrich the life of your beautiful dyslexic child. I hope you enjoy the journey to a happier, more successful place. Start reading at the place that suits you and your child best. Happy reading. Or if you prefer, you can just listen. Liz Denoon.